Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
It was a wonderful birthday present for Hillary Clinton to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This is the great journalistic malpractice of our time.
You sold out the United States of America.
We are a country of hope.
I feel very confident that Joe Biden will be elected president.
It's unconscionable.
Yeah, some things would be unconscionable for sure, like a Joe Biden presidency. Let's put it that way. Hey, it's Friday. So glad that you're with us. And we are, what, about less than a month now from Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Where'd the time go? How's that possible?
We're trying to get into 2021 as fast as we can.
Right? Yes. Man. I've never been so happy for the holiday season. I don't even care. I'll spend all my money on your gifts. Like, whatever. Take it all.
Let's just get to 2021.
Yes.
I'm just really hoping that we don't end up going down the same path. I mean, as California, like, I don't think in Missouri we're as much of a risk for that, to be honest with you, Tricia, as you are over in Illinois.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
J.B. Pritzker first suggested we should not play basketball, and then when the Illinois High School Athletic Association snubbed him and said we're playing anyway, he canceled the season and moved it to spring.
He popped all the basketballs in the state.
He did. He went around with a knife and he popped all
big old jerk.
You will not play ball in my state.
No.
Because we have personal private health data that shows basketball players are spreading COVID.
But they're
the problems.
They're collecting and they'll release at some point.
Thank you. Yeah. Unbelievable. So have you seen what they're doing in California? Oh, my goodness. You can't. Here's what they want you to do in California. You can't eat Thanksgiving dinner inside of your house. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's the governor released a list of rules. Do you have the list of rules pulled up?
I indeed do. Why, look at that.
Why don't you read those? Because they are insane. It's like, it almost seems like an Onion article.
Is this like for real? Like, can you really do this? Or these are recommendations?
Well, listen, this is the nanny state. This is California. Their Health and Human Services Agency, at the direction of Gavin Newsom, their crazy governor, released these guidelines for Thanksgiving. No more than three households, including your own, are allowed to gather. So if you got a big family, you're hosed. The host of the gathering must collect all names and addresses of those attending. The gathering must be held outside. Now, I know some parts of California are sunny and beautiful all the time.
Not all of them,
but not everywhere.
San Francisco,
right.
You can be freezing your butt off outside,
sure.
Depending on the time of year it
also,
is. Right?
Also, you're telling me I can't invite my family into my house?
No.
Okay. Oh, really?
You can go.
My own home.
Okay. Sorry, Mom. Stand outside.
You can go to the bathroom inside if it is frequently sanitized. Hell, I know people whose bathroom's never sanitized. You are allowed to gather in an open park, three households only, but no concurrent gatherings like the people you know in the same park. So in other words, don't be trying to pull any funny stuff and invite your family to sit over here at this picnic table and the rest of your family to sit at that picnic table. That is not allowed.
So who does he have going door to door to make sure these rules are being followed?
These people are insane.
I mean,
they think,
can you imagine law enforcement getting these guidelines and being my head would explode if I was expected to enforce any of this.
This is where it's headed. I'm just telling you, this is where.
No, it's not headed this way.
No. This is where people like J.B. Pritzker and Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo, this is where they want it to be.
But I don't understand that. Why? Is it just power? Like, I'm telling people how to live their life. I'm not even going to tell you what you can do in your own house. And that feeling is so powerful that otherwise, what is it? What is the advantage to Pritzker or Newsom to do this to people?
I think that leaders like Pritzker and Newsom genuinely think people are too dumb to take care of themselves.
Cradle to grave.
Like, genuinely think that you are not smart enough to keep yourself and your family safe. They have to do it for you.
But wait, we're not done. But wait, all seating has to be socially distanced. All food must be in single-serve disposable dishes.
Which is ironic for California, because that is not environmentally friendly.
No. I mean, where are you going to put the sweet potato casserole?
You are not going to
tell
me how to have my Thanksgiving.
Like, are you getting angry right
yeah,
now?
It really ticks me off.
You go to California to visit relatives sometime. Just don't go at Thanksgiving.
I love you, family in California. I have a tip for you. Come to St. Louis. I'll take care of you.
Move.
You have to wear a mask at all times. Unless you're eating, but you have to take it off, stick food in your mouth, and hook it back over your ear while you're chewing. You can only gather for 2 hours maximum. Like, that's it. Somebody says start the clock. You have 120 minutes, right? And singing is discouraged, but if you must sing, you have to wear a mask, and you have to sing below a standard speaking voice.
That's my favorite one.
Uncle Joe, be sure you get him a good
mask.
Mask
right now. I mean, how are you not up in arms, like at his door, going, "You are a crazy man, and you are not going to tell me how to live my life"?
I don't know, man. How many people in California are actually going to abide by this? Mm. But somebody sat down. I mean, this thing is long. I read you the highlights of it. This thing is 3 or 4 pages long with points and sub-points about how to wear the mask. By the way, you can also remove your mask if you need to meet an urgent medical need, like an inhaler. But otherwise, you have to wear it at all times.
They really do think people are dumb.
They really think you're too dumb to live.
Like, you're too stupid.
It's kind of, like that I don't know how to spend my own money.
Take care of your health.
They've always thought on the left that they know better how to spend your money than you.
This is
just
another
example,
falling into that category.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Oh, my.
Rules for singing, chanting, and shouting at outdoor gatherings.
I thought the no dancing inside was bad when Pritzker released that a few months ago for Illinois, but I can't sing. Like,
again, are you going to put a camera in my home and have people watching, you know, if I dance or sing loudly?
Exactly. No, we danced extra hard when we read that that night. We're like, we're dancing. Look at us breaking the law.
I was waiting for the point on here where they're going to discourage use of alcohol because it's going to increase the likelihood that somebody's going to break out into song. I mean, every time I see Trisha at a party, she's singing. So I'm just
singing and dancing.
Sorry, everyone.
Usually on a table somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Quick break here. 314-241-9797. Francisco, Jim, if you want to stay on the line, I've got a couple lines open right now. We got to check your business here at the bottom of the hour. Annie Fry coming up at 7:10. I'm sure J.B. Pritzker's new announcement about basketball has made her day. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You used your family to pick up your bribes, hide your bribes, live the life of a billionaire. And by the way, I don't think you failed at all those negotiations just because you're stupid. I think you failed in those negotiations because you sold out the United States of America. That's what I think you did. And you were ready to do it again if we didn't catch you.
Rudy Giuliani on fire there. I find myself not able to disagree at all with what the point he made there at the end. Just like the Russia collusion hoax. If Donald Trump loses in 2016, you never find out about any of that stuff. If we hadn't found the laptop, if Hunter Biden in a crack-induced haze hadn't dropped off the laptop and forgotten it, guess what? We wouldn't know about any of this. Or at least we wouldn't have confirmation of the big guy being involved. We wouldn't know. We just wouldn't know. Let me get to a couple of phone calls here real quick. Francisco, good morning to you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's up?
So I was in Tampa yesterday on business at Tampa International. And obviously Air Force One flew in. And I had my earbuds in and I wasn't paying attention. And I see a commotion. And I was trying to figure out what was going on. So I asked one of the workers, I said, what's going on? And they said, the president's here. Air Force One just landed. And so I jumped up to, you know, go to the windows to see, you know, the plane and the entourage. You can see it from across the tarmac. And, I mean, the place just went live. And it was all walks of life that went live. So I believe that the polls in 2020 are about as good as they were in 2016. I think they're wrong. I think there's a lot of people out there like myself that just – don't feel like getting in debates with people that don't want to listen to reason about how great this president has been for us.
Yeah, no, I think that's another great on-the-ground indication. You see it in person, and sometimes it's never reflected in the polls, that enthusiasm. So I appreciate that observation, Francisco. Thank you for the phone call.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mark.
You bet. Go Trump. I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm thinking maybe it's time for Trump to head to California. And maybe he should take his knight in shining armor suit with him.
Yeah.
That's a good idea?
Well, you know, I mean, come on. Yeah. It, look at Minnesota.
Right.
I was just saying to Denise there in the break, I'm sure the last time California went for a Republican was Ronald Reagan in 1984. He won every state in the nation except Minnesota, where Walter Mondale happened to hail from.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
You're exactly right. That's... And I'm expecting that much out of Trump this time, too.
Yeah,
I
appreciate that, Barbara, and thank you for the phone call. California's just got so many loonies. I mean, like Tricia said, you can't lump everybody in the state into that category because clearly there are a lot of Republicans. If we could cut Illinois in half, the southern half of it would be red. We know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe Springfield down, maybe a little further north than that, with Springfield as a ugly blue stain right in the middle of it, but it would mostly be a red state.
I think that's why I empathize whenever you say, whenever the whole, California needs to secede, I know that there are good conservatives out there that are not represented, just like there are good conservatives in Illinois that are not represented,
sure,
regardless of how hard they fight and how hard they vote. And it's not a couple of them. You know, it's not like every 100th person is a conservative. There are big chunks of conservative places in California that have to deal with things like this Newsom guideline for having family over it.
That need to be tired of being the silent majority.
Yeah.
You know, it's exhausting to think about. Why are we silent?
It's a great example.
But I mean, same deal with Illinois. It doesn't matter how you work. There is a machine that runs the state.
And it's a great example of how they've changed the rules once the crazies took power. They changed the rules to guarantee they will always be in power. Mm-hmm. In 2018, mm-hmm, there were at least two, if not three, congressional seats in California that were won by Republicans on election day. Mm-hmm. But by the time all of the votes were harvested, those seats turned to Democrats. And California is the only state in the nation where it's legal to harvest ballots. What do you think Joe and Kamala are going to push for if they get elected? They're going to try to guarantee Democrat control of this country forever. That's what they'll be pushing for, stacking the court, whatever it takes. Quick break. More of your calls plus business coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So it's interesting when you look at both candidates in some ways, one not taking the virus seriously enough at all, and one, if there's a criticism, might be, is he taking it too seriously, at least when it comes to campaigning?
Dope. The left lost their mind on Chuckles Todd when he said that. In fact, they started tweeting on him and suggested, can we put him in a slingshot and send him to the moon? That's how they tolerate you on the left if you even slightly disagree with them on anything. It reminds me of the Girl Scout story. Did you guys see the Girl Scout story yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
When I first read it, it was on a conservative news website that I saw on Twitter. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they're blowing this out of proportion. Then I saw it on a lot of other sites. And I'm telling you what, here's the problem that I have with it. If you want to use, I've got a friend I used to work with who commented on it yesterday. Well, I work for a not-for-profit, and we're not allowed to get political because, I'm sorry. the Girl Scouts put out tweets praising Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they put out tweets congratulating Hillary Clinton years ago, and there was no reaction to any of those. So they put out a slide congratulating the top, the five women who've now served on the United States Supreme Court. And they were immediately blown out of the water because they mentioned Amy Coney Barrett by name. Mm-hmm. How dare you? I'm never buying any more Girl Scout cookies. Shame on you. She's illegitimate. Ayanna Pressley, squad member, blasted them out of the water for daring to, support Amy Coney Barrett. Okay. That was the Girl Scout story yesterday. They caved like a cheap house of cards.
It would be really frustrating if conservatives didn't continue to win, but you know what I mean? Like, Amy Coney Barrett being on the Supreme Court is a win.
Yeah.
So, fine. Girl Scouts, if you don't want to acknowledge her, give her the credit for being as great as she is, she's still there. We still won.
Yeah, my biggest issue with it is that the tolerant left in this country, the ones that scream for tolerance, are only tolerant if you agree with them. It was only okay that the Girl Scouts tweeted that out when they agreed with what the Girl Scouts were tweeting out. But the minute they disagreed with it, it was no longer okay. So that's just the nature of where we are. Hey, let's check business. Rasa Kay is joining us this morning in for Jennifer Kashenka. Rasa, how are you?
Oh, just dandy. Kids, how are you all?
Hey, we're doing fine. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice on this Friday morning.
My dulcet tones.
Your dulcet tones, yeah. You know, yesterday we were sitting here when the news came in about these GDP numbers. Wow. That's huge.
Oh, well, they're huge, but then the drop was huge, too. So come on, guys.
Come on, seriously.
A little balance, little balance. It was, you know, we tanked really badly. So, you know, we bobbed back up beautifully. So, you know, cross your fingers and all that. But I'm a bit of a fatalist. So let's just keep on keeping on.
Let's keep going. That's right. What else is happening out there?
Boy, anything but. But being Boeing today, Boeing selling new bonds to help repay nearly $3 billion of debt. Bloomberg, quoting a person with knowledge of the matter, says the plane maker issued $5 billion of unsecured notes in four parts. And that's just like moments after Boeing found out their credit rating got downgraded. Fitch Ratings put out a report cutting Boeing one notch to BBB-. That is the lowest investment grade rating with a negative outlook. So, yeah, fatalists are ruling today. Futures are really slumping as well. But then we've got all kinds of worries. You know, we're worried about election unrest. We're worried about the uncertainties with all of these surges in COVID cases. We are closing out one of the biggest weeks of earnings season. Third quarter results came in for Chevron today. Low oil prices, weak in pandemic demand, but even with a net loss of $207 million, 12 cents a share, that was still less bad than analysts were expecting. Honeywell International profit and revenue beat expectations. They are providing an upbeat profit outlook for the current quarter. Big tech reported results after yesterday's close that topped expectations. Ongoing pandemic, delayed release of the iPhone 12 did only minor damage to Apple's quarterly earnings. They posted $64 billion in revenue. That is the same as a year ago. And earnings per share of 73 cents, which was better than the street expected. Alphabet shares jumped almost 9% in after hours trading and settled down quite a bit. The Google parent reported $46 billion in sales, and that was an increase of 14% year over year, crushing analyst expectations. Amazon, of course, reported net income of $6 billion in the 3 months ending September 30th, and that was nearly triple what it pulled in a year ago. Twitter posted much stronger than expected third quarter results. Its user base growing by leaps and bounds because advertisers are filling the tweets, and also people have been signing up to follow U.S. politics and current events. Like Facebook, though, third quarter profit, revenue expanding along with that user base. The outlook ahead to 2021 is, again, causing a significant amount of uncertainty. So they are kind of posting a gloomy outlook. Land clearance for Redevelopment Authority has given Fleur-de-Lis Development the nod for an $80 million residential project in the Ville neighborhood in North St. Louis. That's going to mean renovating 20 homes and building 300 new ones. And they're going to be priced between $180,000 and $250,000 apiece. And new movies this weekend. There are new movies. Halloween-friendly flicks. A monster named Larry manifests itself through smartphones and mobile devices in Come Play. While The True Adventures of Wolf Boy features what looks like a young werewolf. So how very seasonally appropriate.
Isn't that perfect for Halloween? If people are actually going to the theaters, it will be the question, right?
Yeah, but we have a blue moon tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to have several blue moons tomorrow.
Excellent.
That's the plan. Have a good weekend, Rasa. Thank you.
You too, guys.
I appreciate that. That's good.
I'm going to have several blue moons.
Or a couple of four roses. One of the two. Either blue moons or four roses. I haven't decided yet.
Maybe both.
Hey, options are good. Good. You bet. So, you mentioned this earlier, I think, Denise, about Netflix. So they've been feeding us the crack for years now, and now they're going to start charging us more for it, right?
They're raising their prices again. Yes, they are. It's $1 more a month for like the basic or whatever, and then $2 if you have the premium.
They are so sneaky. I know that they obviously were reporting on it, but
they have to, but it's low key.
It is so low key. Mm-hmm. They bumped me from $9.99 to $12.99 somewhere in the past 5 years, and I don't know where or when it happened.
I remember when it first went up. But now they've got to pay the outrageous salaries of the Clintons who are regularly producing programming for them. And, you know, that's not cheap. So they're having to claw back a little bit of that money from you.
Grinding in the background.
I'm just saying. Can I tell you on one hand the number of times you will ever hear me say this in my lifetime? I don't know if I've ever said it before in my lifetime. But I got to give a little shout out here to Andrew Cuomo. Yeah.
I'm afraid for what's about to follow.
So apparently he's got twin daughters, right? One of them's name is Carrie Kennedy Cuomo. She's been living back at home during the whole COVID thing. And she caught the eye of a New York State trooper who was assigned to the duties at the governor's mansion to protect the governor and provide security and all that. And apparently they got a thing going.
Good for them.
And lo and behold, this dude gets reassigned to a post 12 miles from the Canadian border.
Wait, so we're assuming that we think that Governor Cuomo
made that happen?
Made this happen, like moved him out as far away from his daughter as possible?
A source familiar with the situation said he was transferred to keep him away from the daughter because the governor didn't like whatever they were doing. You go, Governor Cuomo. I'm just saying.
How old's the daughter?
I won't agree with him much, but I think she's in college, I believe. No. I don't know exactly how old she is, but I think she's in college.
I mean, did they?
She's 25.
Did he have some reason to believe there was something wrong with this dude?
Must not have liked him very much. Trooper Dane Pfeiffer is now up there protecting us against the Canadians that might sneak in across the border into northern New York, 160 miles away from the state capital. Because distance matters. As a dad, I can appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you. I am just.
She's 25.
Dad, you can. As a daughter, I say this is outrageous.
Oh, you go, Andrew. I'll give you credit on that one, pal. That's good. 314-241-9797. Hey, did you see this really cool story out of Texas? Tricia, this is right up your alley. A family lost their dog, their little chihuahua, out of their backyard. 6 years ago, somebody stole the dog. The dog was stolen in Texas. They put up flyers all over the place, never found the dog, assumed it was gone forever. Some old lady in Broward County, Florida, turns the dog into a shelter because she can't take care of it anymore, and they scan it, and the chip shows them that It is from San Antonio, Texas.
It was a stolen dog?
And the family drove down to Florida to get the dog to reunite with it after 6 years. They got
That's
their
a
Chihuahua
really long
back.
Time.
That
Isn't
is
that cool?
a very long time.
I don't like that he calls it a Chihuahua.
I'm sorry. It's a joke. It's an old joke. But anyway.
I don't understand the joke.
I can't talk about it on the radio. Sorry.
Then I don't like it either.
I mean, it's a Chihuahua. Where?
I'm just kidding.
That's very nice. But screw people who steal people's pets. That's like a very low crime. You're a really crappy person if you go taking people's dogs.
No kidding. So the old lady said that she inherited the dog from somebody else. So she's not clearly not the one that stole it. So I guess they're trying to maybe track down what the ownership was of the animal. But regardless, the family got it back and they're happy.
Good.
That's great.
I think actually that was a WKRP reference. I think Les Nessman called it a Chihuahua on the radio one time.
Okay.
Sorry. Can't help myself. But
I don't know where that came from.
That's a feel-good story, though, isn't it?
That sounded like an inside joke that I didn't know anything about.
I thought that was the name of the Chihuahua at first.
We used to joke about a former anchor at Channel 4 mistakenly saying that one time, but I can't really verify that. So that's why. All right.
Let's get out of
Anchorman, reading anything that's on the prompter, mispronouncing it kind of thing. 314-241-9797. Annie Fry's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.